Good Thursday morning to you. We're looking at 7-11, 49 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
Of course, you've landed right here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news talk and sports. You're accessing this wonderful program on so many different platforms. Of course, on the original, on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340, on the free WRHI app, on WRHI.com, and on the TV side on CN2, Caporium Cable Channel 102, as well as on all of your major social media channels. Just search for CN2 and WRHI. We've got a special listener who is listening this morning who is celebrating a birthday today. So happy birthday to Tanner Madden. He is turning 11 years old today.
Wow. Happy birthday, Tanner. We hope you have a fantastic day. Tell mom, treat you to something good. We know your mother takes good care of you.
His mom is our very own Catherine Madden. That means his uncle is Chris Miller, and that means obviously his dad is the one and only Alan Miller. But so congratulations to you, Tanner, for making it to 11. Have a lot of fun today. I kind of know what they're up to, and they're going to have a blast today for sure. So happy birthday, my man. We're going to switch things over to our friends in Fort Mill, the Fort Mill Economic Partners. They're getting ready for the South Carolina Strawberry Festival. They've got two events they're supporting, and we're excited to welcome in Mariah Price, who is the executive director for the Fort Mill Economic Partners. And good morning to you, Mariah.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, we always love learning more about what goes on in our community. And let's start with Fort Mill Economic Partners. What do you want our audience to know all about what you all stand for, do, and want to accomplish?
Yes. So we're a nonprofit organization that really focuses on thriving of businesses and the community in Fort Mill. So we partner with one of town of Fort Mill, as well as our board members of being businesses around the area that make a huge impact. So our goal is to be able to help provide the quality of life in Fort Mill.
And as we had mentioned earlier, the quality of life, Fort Mill as a whole continues to boom and grow. What does that look like for you all from the excitement and sometimes the worriness of what more is to come? How has that felt for you all at Fort Mill Economics?
Yeah, I think a lot of it's just strategic planning, looking ahead. How can we be ahead of the game and what is there to come and how can we prepare for it? So that's a lot of communication with the town of Fort Mill, with our board members, weekly meetings with the executive team. So we try to be on top of it and see how we can be of assistance.
When you talk about being of assistance, I wanted to say, how do you connect with businesses? Will the town say, hey, we've got XYZ that's either trying to locate here or they're brand new, they've set up their roots and foundation here. They might need help with just knowing the area in Fort Mill, how to do this and how to do that. Is that kind of where you all kind of fill in the gaps a little bit, where I know the government in the town kind of stops and you all pick it up from there?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of building connections. How can we be of assistance? We do have a new website. Our current website is a great tool and a resource, but we are revamping that to be another assistance of, this is the next steps that you can do if you want to bring your business here or here. With our board members, we're looking for someone that's looking for a space. Does anyone have anything? Or, you know, it's just a lot of communication and connections.
And I see our very own Dean Fail with the York County Chamber of Commerce. He's on your board. And so I think that's so great to see this collaborative partnership as Fort Mill continues to grow.
Yes.
Mariah, what are some of the projects you all have been part of or you're working to be part of, and in addition to what we're going to talk about here with the South Carolina Strawberry Festival?
Yeah, in the past we've done some of Winthrop's trail study. We've worked with Winthrop University a few times on different studies of why Fort Mill, which was a marketing study, and then also the Trail Master study with Winthrop. We're also currently doing, so this is the fourth year of the race, so that is a huge fundraising aspect for us and to be a partner with the town for the Strawberry Festival. But currently, we're redoing our website, which is a huge task undertaking. We're excited for that to come out. And then also, our project we're trying to work on is an art mural. So we're looking at some locations, finalizing that to hopefully bring to downtown Fort Mill. And then also, in the past, we've worked with getting a grant, partnering with the town of Fort Mill to have a grant for a a parking and mobility study. So the town has been awarded that grant, so we're excited to get started.
Right. Mariah Price is the executive director for the Fort Mill Economic Partners. They are getting ready for the South Carolina Strawberry Festival. So what are you all doing there? It looks like you're doing the Strawberry Jam and the Strawberry Sprint and Stroll 5K.
Yes, we have two big events this weekend. So we're excited for what's to come. Friday night is the Strawberry Jam. So that's on Main Street. Main Street will be closed for vehicular traffic. And that is from 5 to 9. So it's going to be live music, food trucks, vendors, just a great family event, a kids zone with inflatables. You know, those kids love those.
They do.
So we're excited for that. And then it's just going to continue on to the next morning. We have the 5K and the Fun Run, Strawberry Sprint and Stroll. And that starts, the 5K is at 9 a.m. And the Fun Run is a mile run afterwards at 10 a.m. And then we have our Runner's Village after the race. And that's going to be vendors, food trucks as well. A live music, and then the kids zone too. So that will conclude at noon. So basically Friday night till Saturday at noon, we're partying and having a good time on Main Street.
And Lucas, I heard you and Chris Mitchell, CEO of Piedmont Fort Mill, are doing, is it the Fun Run?
I wish it was the Fun Run. In fact, I should tell Chris, we should do the 1 mile Fun Run. No, we're doing the 5K. We trained together during the Come See Me Road Race, and then we talked, and we're going to do this again. I told Chris, you have to be mindful of, there is a little bit of a difference in our ages, so I cannot run like I used to. But it's a fun run. It takes you through the historic parts of Fort Mill, as well as some of the new parts of Fort Mill. And I find the run to be very enjoyable. It's a lot through neighborhoods. It is hilly. I will give it to folks.
It's difficult.
It is
not easy.
Flat and straight. No. It is flat-ish. And hillish, if that's
a
word.
There's a challenge.
Yeah, that's for sure. And folks can sign up all the way up until race time.
Yeah,
okay, great. And I know you mentioned that this is the first year from the race that the Fort Mill Economic Partners are able to give some of the proceeds back. And
yes,
tell us how we got to this point.
Yeah, so this is our fourth year, and we've just had success and success year after year, and we're so grateful. And this has been, we're up to over 760 participants, which is a lot of participants. And we just want to be able to give back to an organization that's also doing great work in Fort Mill. And that organization this year is Foundations for Fort Mill Schools. And they are an organization that really supports the schools, and the schools are a big part of Fort Mill. So we're very excited to have them, and they will be getting a percentage of the race proceeds.
So prior to this, this was not part of the plan, but I guess it's been successful over the last couple of years that you're able to build up a nice nest egg. So moving forward, every year is the hope to give money, a portion of the proceeds, to an organization?
Correct. Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Fantastic. So running for a cause. How about
exactly.
That? Well, go ahead and take part in the Strawberry Jam on Friday, April the 26th, downtown Fort Mill from 5 to 9. And you know what? Just don't worry about sleeping and just stay up all night long and do the run.
Keep the party going.
Yeah, at 9 o'clock the next day is the Strawberry Sprint and Stroll 5K in Fort Mill on Saturday, April the 27th. It begins at 9 o'clock, but get there early. Get signed up if you're not signed up already. Mariah Price is the executive director for the Fort Mill Economic Partners. Mariah, we'll see you out there on Saturday and Friday.
Yes, and thank you to our presenting sponsor, SoFab Solar, for being our sponsor this year.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mariah. We appreciate it.